A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, it's game time. Gabe Kuhn.
Gabe Kuhn was one of the great little trivial nuggets in all football bios. His grandfather was the inventor of the Easy Bake Oven.
Like a boss, the best lineman on the radio. Well, the only lineman on the radio. It's game time.
Game time. We're ready.
The Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Happy Friday out there. It's July 12, 2024. That is the date. Welcome in to the Gabe Kuhn Show. I'm your host, former Memphis Tiger offensive lineman, Gabe Kuhn on X at G_Kuhn71. I'm alongside, as always, the executive producer of the Gabe Kuhn Show. That's Connor Dunning on X at C Dunning929. Connor, how's it going?
What's up, man?
See, we're getting a new bridge. I-55
bridge.
I saw that.
Okay.
I know they had renderings out there. And you were asking me when we were talking about this off air, is it going to be a brand new bridge or is it just going to be like a remake of the old one? Because it's the old I-55 bridge that they're going for. I would say $393.75 million would say brand new bridge. It'll be shut down for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is that. That's nice. Because we did have a break, a fracture in the other. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was wild.
We need to be careful. I'm glad the infrastructure, you know, throwing more money at infrastructure, not a bad thing. Shout out to the Department of Transportation. But we have 3 hours of talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. We have an absolutely loaded show. We're going to talk about Grizzlies Summer League. They will open up in Vegas tonight at 5 p.m. So right as our second hour starts, they'll be playing against the Kings. We're still awaiting, figuring out, is Zach Edey going to play? Is he not going to play? That's what we're watching Summer League for, quite frankly. Yeah, there's GG Jackson. There's Cam Spencer. There's some fun stories along with that. But Zach Edey is worth the price of admission. He's what we're tuning in to watch, and I don't know if I feel that confidently, but we'll talk about that in just a moment. As far as guests are concerned, that's where the show is loaded. 4:30, bottom half of this hour. We want to get into a little bit of NFL talk. We have some contract disputes out there. CeeDee Lamb, Tua, you know, Brandon Ayuk, a lot of different things. So we're going to bring on my guy from the Denver Post, who actually covers the AFC and the Broncos most notably, but he covers the whole NFL for the Denver Post. That'd be Ryan McFadden. 5 o'clock, David Cobb will join from CBS Sports. He's going to be covering SEC Media Days. So we're going to get you prepped for SEC Media Days with David Cobb at about 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, Rob Fisher will join. I believe right now he'll be he's doing like a pregame type deal for Grind City Media and for the Grizzlies before before the 5 o'clock tip against the Kings. But he will join at 6 o'clock to talk a little bit about Zach Edey, Grizzlies in general. And I think we need to get to a little bit of Major League Baseball with the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday. We'll hop into the Blitz around 6:30. We have Jay Norvell, who's the Colorado State head coach, if you don't remember. He talked a lot of trash about Deion Sanders last year, Coach Prime. So he's made headway that way. But he, I think he spoke to the media today and made even more of a fuss. And it was about one of his players, his quarterback, and Kansas State. Kansas State potentially meddling with his quarterback, who ultimately didn't get in the transfer portal and go. But they say he said they offered him $600,000 to go to Kansas State. I don't know. Well, I think, Connor, could we, we're gonna get the lie detector out at about 6:30 to see if that's ultimately true.
Somebody lying.
Yeah.
Somebody lying.
And then we'll also talk about the great decision that was made by the NL to start Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens, we know about him, Pittsburgh Pirates. Yesterday he had a no-hitter. I ended the show with it. He got pulled out after seven innings and 99 pitches, after 11 strikeouts and no hit through seven. 99 pitches they pulled him out. But he's been phenomenal, and he's probably one of the biggest stars in baseball, even in his rookie year, making the All-Star game. He's going to start for the NL. Great decision, ultimately. Now, let's get into it. The Grizzlies are going to be playing the Kings tonight at 5 p.m., right as the second hour starts. Do we see Zach Edey tonight? Do we see Zach Edey for the rest of Summer League, Connor? That's my question. I'm going to start right there.
Man, I hope so. I hope so. I want to see him at least one more time. I'd like to see him one time in Vegas. I understand, you know, being careful with his health and the ankle, and he took a couple hard falls, and the number one priority for the Memphis Grizzlies to start next season is to make sure you have a big man ready to go at the five position, and that the team is as healthy as they can humanly be possible, just healthy as possible. I still want to see him play one more time. It's
right.
just the fun factor of it in the summer league, but I also want to see what he can do against a quicker big. I want to see what he can do against different lineups. Like, I understand that we saw it against Walker Kessler, and it's really exciting that he did it against a third-year center, a legitimate guy who was second in blocks last year. He's a real NBA starting center that he put up those numbers again against. But I would like to see him be able to do it one more time against a different look. Like, I want to see if Zach Edey can continue the progress that he made in that first game. So, selfishly, I would like to see him play one more time. But it's been a mystery. We don't really know what's going on with him. So hopefully when 5 o'clock rolls around, we get a Zach Edey start.
He's still on the roster.
He's still on the roster.
He's going to be there,
yeah.
But are they actually going to play him is the question. For me, I've actually come around on this. I think he should play. I think he should play in Vegas. Because one of the big questions about him coming into the NBA is, how's he going to deal with playing extended minutes at a faster pace? Now, he did really well in his one game. We know that. 14 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks, 34 minutes. But I want to see him get more minutes like that and see what his conditioning looks like in those consistent roles every single night. If his ankle is worse than they're leading us to believe, which I don't think it is because he came back into the game in that first summer league game, then I would feel a little bit differently if it's worse than I thought. But for him right now, one of the big questions about him is his conditioning, getting up and down the floor, pacing the game, unlike he did at Purdue in that slow pace, throw it into the blender style that they did with him. I want to see him play a little bit more. I know we saw a lot in that one game. Played against Walker Kessler, owned him, quite frankly, moved him around, did everything that was asked of him. But I want to see him a little bit more. I think it would be good for him. Because, again, as I mentioned on Wednesday when we did overreaction, not an overreaction, I think that these are the best looks he'll get before he gets into training camp against his own team, right? At least you're playing other opponents. There's a game-type atmosphere. You have fans in the crowd. There's a different intensity in those moments, and I think that it will serve him well to play one or two more games. I don't see what it would hurt. And also, he's 22 years old. So I don't see any reason to like load manage, if you will. Throw him out there. He's young. He can probably handle it. He can probably play 25 to 30 minutes. Let's see it.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it because I just think that Zach Edey, when he is out there, you see a different look. And to be quite honest, I want to be able to see the guards like Scottie Pippen Jr. and I want to see G.G. Jackson interact with them because they're going to be playing minutes together in real NBA games at some point this season. So I just want to allow them to get that chemistry down a little bit more. I understand that one game and you're like, good, awesome, A+, send it in. And then he, you know, had that bit of an ankle injury. But I think that he could benefit from playing in the summer league. I just don't really see a negative. The real negative would be, well, he gets injured. Okay, well, it's every single day he walks out on a basketball court, there is a potential to be injured, whether it is in a game practice or in a practice. We saw John Morant's major injury came into practice last year. So just because he's not playing in a game, I highly doubt that means he's not doing any basketball workouts. And we've seen that Zach Edey has proven to be pretty durable over his career. So I don't want to overreact to one ankle tweak. You know what I mean? And then he appeared to be totally fine after that tweak anyway. It's just, I think it's exciting for the fan base to be able to see them, but I think that there's real on-court benefits from him continuing to play in summer league. And it's most notably getting used to the speed of NBA professional basketball. I know that it's not NBA and it won't be all NBA players, but it is still moving at a different speed. It's a different type of game style. We saw it in the first game in summer league that he played in Salt Lake. He's got to get used to not throwing the ball out, not getting it back. I want to see how he adjusts to that. I want to see how the team's going to adjust to him playing another way. I want to see if Scottie Pippen Jr. can feed him the ball a little bit more. Is that relationship going to start building? I want to see G.G. Jackson. Is he going to try to feed him the ball a little bit more instead of taking the shots? There are just a lot of things that I still want to see with Zach Edey and the summer league team. I understand, yes, awesome game one, awesome.
It's one game.
Give me another game. Yeah, give me one more game. Come on now.
Shutting him down after one good game just seems to me to be ridiculous because I just don't think you saw everything you need to see. I want to see him get also one thing we haven't discussed. I want to see what he looks like in drop coverage. I want to see his defense continue to grow. Like, there's a lot of things we still need to see. One summer league game I don't think is enough for me to say, well, he doesn't belong in summer league. He shouldn't be playing in summer league. He's still a rookie. He's still 22 years old, and he still has to get used to the style of basketball that he's going to be playing in the NBA. And what that entails is getting up and down the floor. Now, I think he ran the floor really well in his one summer league showing, but I want to see more of that because the questions were, how's he going to run the floor? What's his conditioning going to be like? I don't think we're testing any of that with just one summer league game. The only thing that I think should hold him out is if that ankle injury is worse than we think. But considering what happened in the game when we saw him twist his ankle, I don't think it's that bad. Now, moving on, we've seen a lot of players in the history of sports take pay cuts to try to help out their team. Tom Brady, I think, is the most notable over the years. He always took a pay cut to help the Patriots sign guys in free agency, help their cap situation, and ultimately what happened? They won 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots because of the pay cuts he was taking. Then he won 1 with the Buccaneers because he wasn't taking all that much money. Today, I think we have one of the most likable superstars becoming more likable in the National Basketball Association, in the NBA, and that would be Jalen Brunson. For those that have not seen this, this is breaking news from Adrian Wojnarowski. And he writes via Twitter, via X, in a largely unprecedented financial concession to give roster flexibility to a contender, New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson has agreed on a 4-year, $156.5 million extension. His agent, Sam Rose of CAA, tells ESPN. Now, I know that 4-year, $156.5 million, most of you are like, well, that's a pay cut? That's a pay cut? It's still a max extension. I get that. But it is $113 million less guaranteed money than he's eligible to receive in 1 year. So they got out ahead of this. He's willing to make those concessions, and that's awesome for the New York Knicks. With the roster they have right now and the money they're paying to that roster, they need to find ways to manage their cap, deal with all the luxury tax implications, and to have your superstar do that for you, that's awesome. You get put into a situation, a championship window, where you can still add, move things around, find ways to play with the cap. Jalen Brunson did a very good solid for the New York Knicks. They have Mikal Bridges on a big deal, OG Anunoby on a big deal, Julius Randle on a big deal. And obviously he's on a big deal, but it's a lot less than what he actually could have taken. And I think that that is something that, you know, when you want to go win championships, I think that's something that a lot of people could learn around sports. I think it is a lesson that could be taken from what Jalen Brunson just did.
No, it's this solidifies the statue may be built one day for Jalen Brunson. It's I'm already seeing, because I've become part of Knicks Twitter through the playoffs. I became ingratiated into Knicks Twitter a little bit, and they are losing their minds right now. They're like, oh my God, this is incredible. Jalen Brunson is going to be not only a Knick for the foreseeable future, but he has set up the team to be true contenders now moving forward, because even though they've had a really exciting offseason with some of the additions that they had, we knew that they were under a roster and numbers crunch with their team. It's one of the reasons why they had to let Hartenstein go, and he ended up in OKC. And, you know, and that's why when they signed OG, you're like, okay, great, but they still might have to figure out something with a guy like Julius Randle. But now it just makes it a lot easier for the New York Knicks to build that team and to continue to contend outside of this season the next few years. So it's kudos to Jalen Brunson. This is an awesome move by him, and it shows the reason why I think that New York Knicks team became so likable last year. It just really does appear that these guys care about winning, and they want to win, and they are extremely likable. And when they're led by a guy like Jalen Brunson, it just makes it all that much easier to root for them.
Yeah, and their cap savings over the next 3 years, this is pretty solid. $37.1 million
wow.
saved against the cap.
That's a lot.
Going into the
That's
next
a lot of
years.
Money.
But I wonder, like, just looking at the way that the cap and everything is going to be structured and the luxury tax aprons, I wonder if there's going to be more superstar players that like where they're at. Because I think Jalen Brunson would not do this if he did not love where he was at, love the situation, love his teammates, right? And think it's the perfect situation for him. I wonder if this is going to be not a full trend, but I wonder if there's other superstars that will sort of follow in his footsteps, and they look at it and they say, hey, I think I'm in a situation where eventually we can win a championship. I really love the shoes I'm standing in right now. I love where I'm at. Let's see if I can take a pay cut. Because this is honestly unprecedented considering where we have been the past few years with superstar players. You usually just take the max, and that's what it's going to be.
I would be surprised if we saw it again.
Okay.
To be honest, weirdly enough, the only younger player that I think could do it is like Wemby. I can see Wemby doing
it. You know what would sway it, though, ultimately, is if Jalen Brunson and the Knicks ultimately won a championship because of
sure.
this type of
yeah.
move.
Right.
That's the type of thing that would convince other guys to do it. But I will say this, like even in the Tom Brady situation where he was taking pay cuts for the Patriots and then the Bucks ultimately, no one actually followed in his footsteps.
Right.
Every quarterback that came after him is like, all right, I want to set the market. Oh, I want to set the market. Kirk Cousins sets the market. Daniel Jones is setting a certain market. So it's like you never really saw anybody follow in the footsteps even when he won all of those championships. But again, I think that it just shows when you are willing to do things like that, you have a much better chance to fill out the rest of your roster and go win a championship. It's that simple.
Where would we put them right now in the East?
Okay, this is a tough question because I think the Sixers, it's going to be so much about health. I would put them below the Sixers and below the Celtics. But the Sixers, there's that massive question about Joel Embiid. What's he going to look like in the playoffs?
Right.
Paul George, is he going to be able to be healthy going into the playoffs?
And
so
they have
those
a lot of veterans.
Those questions, I think, could sway anybody's mind to throw the Knicks at number two in the Eastern Conference. Because I think what they're doing, too, is the depth they have in that starting lineup, the two-way type of players they have. They're going to be great offensively because of Jalen Brunson. They're going to be great defensively because of OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, guys like that. I think that there's a real case for them to be number two, but I just think the star power and what this Philadelphia 76ers did and adding some really good surrounding pieces, the Eric Gordons of the world, Kelly Oubre, around Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey, and Paul George. I just think that roster is really well put together.
I would put them third, for sure. I think the Boston Celtics are absolutely still the favorites, and they should probably still be the favorites to win the title next year. It's just, it seems like until somebody has a roster like the Boston Celtics, it would be a bit foolish to pick against them. I think the 76ers are second right now, but like you said, it's going to come down to health with them because I think that they've had a really, really good offseason, but a lot of their players are older guys. Like, for instance, yesterday they re-signed Kyle Lowry. They have Eric Gordon there. You know, you have Paul George there. You have Joel Embiid there, guys that have been tied to injuries in the past. So you hope that they can stay healthy in the playoffs. But I think the Knicks are in a very good position to where if one of these teams has one injury, all of a sudden they could become the favorites from the East very quickly. And it's going to come down to health. And I will say, we didn't get to see the Knicks with, a healthy roster in the playoffs last year. They went a pretty far way, and I would bet that if Julius Randle was still healthy and if, you know, they didn't have some of those injuries, they probably would have gotten past the Pacers, and I think they would have given the Celtics a bit of a scare, but I still think the Celtics would have beaten them. Rob McCraw, our resident Celtics fan, just sent me a thing, and he said, should have taken that bag, took all that money just to lose to the season five. Man, just enjoy your damn championship. Yes, Let other teams be happy, man. You know, we all know that the Celtics are awesome. Just let them be happy. Let them be happy. It's a cool move to see. But to your point about will we see other players do this, we saw something similar. LeBron and D-Wade and Bosch took pay cuts so that they all could play together with the Miami Heat. And people were like, is this going to start a trend? Nope. It didn't start a trend. It's been 14 years or so, if not 16 years since we've seen. Oh, my God. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
2010.
Years. You dig deeper, and you just also see it's got to be situation-based.
Yes.
Jalen Brunson is, really and truly in the perfect situation for himself. And he had some tough years with the Mavs alongside Luka. That didn't quite work out. He didn't really get his due in a Mavs uniform. I don't really think they used him the right way. He gets to this spot where he's the number one superstar, where he gets to go, you know, use his power a little bit. He's very respected, well-liked there. He's from that area of the world. He's got all of his Villanova teammates in one situation. I don't think it's going to be a trend. That was just a question. But it's all going to be situation-based. And I think that there are some guys that still going into the future will think about this.
Well, we can be honest about it. It's being in New York now, everybody now knows he took that pay cut. He shouldn't have to pay for a single meal for the rest of his life in New York. All right?
I don't think he has to.
Help him out. Help him out with that pay cut, New York. You know, he's leaving $113 million on the table. Make sure if he goes to a restaurant or you see him out, buy him a beer, buy a meal. Don't make him pay for anything. He's certainly helping out that New York Knicks team. It's just they have become – it is crazy how in the last few years they went from being one of the least likable teams in the NBA easily one of the least likable, to now endearing themselves to most NBA fans. And I was listening to Sam Morrell's doing a podcast tour right now because the special just came out on Amazon. We talked about it. You've changed. Highly recommend going to see it. Got to see that show at Minglewood Hall when he came by here in Memphis, and it was fantastic. Good dude. Go check out his comedy. But he was talking about how he has been really enjoying how it feels like most NBA fans, their second team has all of a sudden become the New York Knicks. And to be quite honest, that is how I feel. The Knicks are now, you know, no offense to the Boston Celtics, the Knicks are the team that I'm probably going to be rooting for the most outside of the Grizzlies. But it's because of reasons like this. It's because that team reminds me so much now of the Memphis. They just care about winning. They care about the city. Their chemistry is going to be off the charts. It's a fun story. And this is just a little cherry on top of, you know what, a guy leaving 113 on the table. That's somebody that I can root for.
Yeah, and also, I think the biggest thing for them, before I move on to Charles Barkley and him learning something along the way that we've known for a long time, Tom Thibodeau, buddy, please.
Don't play them 40 minutes
smart
every night.
During the regular season.
Get to the playoffs.
Give them a chance in the playoffs.
Get to the playoffs.
Give them an opportunity. You don't want to run into a situation like they did this year. Now, Charles Barkley, we had the NBA sign the 11-year, $76 billion deal with NBC and, let's see, Amazon and ESPN. And, of course, Warner Brothers Discovery gets left out of that. So Charles Barkley's sort of been on a little bit of a media tour and telling people how much he is angry with Warner Brothers Discovery and David Zaslav for letting that go and not matching and being cheap along the way. But Charles Barkley, I guess this is sort of his reaction to that contract officially being signed and them being cut out inside the NBA is going to be no longer after next year. He called out the NBA for not caring about its fans. believe it or not. He said, quote, they don't really care about anything but how to make the most money possible. We should never put money above the regular fan. Everybody can't afford streaming. There's nothing wrong with streaming. But when you start just going to the highest bidder and you're not on regular television, I think you do a disservice to the fan, end quote. Are you just now learning this, Charles?
We've been here for a while.
And like when we look at American sports and sports in general, it's always about the dollar. He knows that more than anybody. I think he's being a little bit disingenuous by throwing this out there in a public eye. I think it's a little bit of sour grapes from him, though, right? Like, that's what this is, and he's going to continue to do this even going into next year.
If TNT got that deal, he wouldn't be saying this.
You chase the most money for a TV media rights deal. It's not that complicated, and I understand it. And when he's talking about streaming, I find it interesting because we did break down the numbers of who has Amazon Prime, how much of the country has Amazon Prime. 53.1% of the country has Amazon Prime as a part of their streamers. So in the end of the day, I don't really think it's as egregious as we've seen in the past. I think there are more egregious examples than what the NBA just did.
Yeah, he's been on an interesting little tour here, because did you hear him talking about Team USA too, the 92 Dream Team? He was talking about how easy it was for him to play, because not a lot of people know this. I hadn't realized this. He was the leading scorer and rebounder on that team.
Yeah.
For the 92 Dream Team, and he talked about how, you know, he tells some really good stories. Like, I think he was on Matt Barnes's podcast. I think the one, it's All the Smoke. So highly recommend people going to listen to that, because it was just funny stories. And he was talking about how when he got to Phoenix, it felt like the closest he had to the Dream Team, because he finally had some players to play with. Because when he was in Philly, he was like, I was a better player in Philly, but I had to do it all on my own. So when I finally got to Phoenix, I was able to, you know, I had guys there already that could free me up. And he said it was the closest I ever got to playing with All-Stars again. That's the season he ended up winning his MVP, and they did very well. So highly recommend going to listen to that. I do wonder if maybe he talked about that a bit more, but I totally agree with you. It's we can be honest about it. He wouldn't be making these comments if TNT got that TV deal, because we've been saying for years. I mean, you and I have been doing the show together for a little bit over a year now, and I think that since day one we've been like, man, fans are getting screwed, whether it's college expansion, TV deals, media rights. Every single time, the fans are the last thing.
The consumer's the last thought. It's about how can I make money.
Right.
And that's an understood reality of sport and entertainment.
And even with this new TV deal that just got announced, we all know that a gut punch is coming for us, because the prices are going to go up for all these streaming services. Yes, right now we already have Peacock. We already have ESPN Plus. We already have, you know, Amazon Prime. But we are not fools to the fact that that price is going to go up because of this TV deal. Yes, it's going to be awesome to have it every single night. You'll be able to watch a nationally televised basketball game. But we're going to be paying for it, too. It's not like it's just going to magically appear on Amazon Prime for free. It's not how it works.
Now, I was getting ready last night, you know, planning the show, reaching out to some people to join the show. And obviously we have Rob, David, and then my next guest is going to be Ryan McFadden. But when I was going through it, I was like, I need to get an NFL guest. Because did you realize, Connor?
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Weeks and 6 days from now, the Hall of Fame game is going to be kicking off.
Really?
Texans versus the Bears.
Dang.
August 1st, 2 weeks and 6 days until the first preseason game in the NFL. That's phenomenal.
I can't wait.
I am hyped up. We have, you know, for college football, everything going along, but 2 weeks and 6 days till some NFL football. So I thought it was going to be a good time on this beautiful Friday to talk some NFL. So coming up next, after this break, we're going to talk with Ryan McFadden from the Denver Post right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Ryan McFadden covers Broncos and AFC for the Denver Post, also covers the NFL at large. He's on X at Ryan McFadden _. Ryan, what's happening, man? How's it going?
What's going on, Gabe? Just trying to survive this this heat wave going on in Denver right now.
Okay, define heat wave. I'm in Memphis, so I don't know if I feel that bad right now, but you got to tell me, what temperatures are we looking at?
We are looking at the moment, 100 degrees.
Okay, yeah, okay, never mind. Never mind, you're okay. Yeah, you get the pass.
Yeah, but, 100 degrees right now, man.
But that's a dry 100, right? Mostly dry? Yeah. Like, we here in Memphis, I don't know about you. If you've ever been, you've probably been down here in the Southeast. Like, when you get to Houston and Memphis and Atlanta, things like that, the humidity just suffocates you.
Oh no, it's kind of like the humidity out here today was pretty bad. Like I went from walking to go get coffee into my car, and it was like freaking brutal. So and it's supposed to be like 100 tomorrow too. So it's gonna be pretty bad over these next few days. Luckily for training camp, I don't think it should be this hot.
And where do the Broncos do training camp?
So it's at their practice facility.
Okay,
which is
this home base.
Yes, yeah, it's at their home base. It's gonna get a different look. They're gonna have a new. They're gonna be renovating the training facility, and it should be done by 2026. They're gonna be breaking ground after training camp so that fans could come to practice this summer. So they're gonna be breaking ground in the summer, like after training camp. So the media is gonna be. I don't know what the media setup is gonna be like during the season.
Mm-hmm. Now with the Broncos being in Denver. You look at that roster, I think most places I look, bottom five, bottom three roster, quite frankly, but they did bring in Bo Nix. Like, is there actually, like, I know that hope springs eternal, especially in the offseason, because no games have been played, but, like, how much hope does that fan base actually have around that team?
So it kind of depends on your expectations for the team going this year. I look at this as a rebuilding phase for the Broncos. You know, especially when you go into the offseason, you part ways with key veterans like Russell Wilson, Justin Simmons, Josie Jewell, Jerry Jeudy. And then in the draft, you go out and draft who you presume to be your franchise quarterback over the next few years and Bo Nix out of Oregon. So I look at it like as a rebuilding phase. And the only thing I wrote about this earlier this week is one of the biggest things about this, you don't know with a lot of positions. So let's say you put it at the quarterback position. You don't know what you're going to get out of Riley Moss this year. You don't know if Damari Mathis is going to make a comeback. You know what you're going to get out of Pat Surtain. You don't know what type of There's a lot of young pieces and a lot of guys who had, to me, are very unproven. And especially then you got guys like Marvin Mims. Sean Payton's a guy who believes, you know, with the departure of Jerry Jeudy, Marvin Mims could slide in that role and kind of and thrive and live up to the expectation that they have for him when they drafted him. So we still don't know that as well. So there's a lot of unknowns with this team. I think the biggest thing is to understand this is a rebuilding phase, and it's about seeing what are you going to get from these young guys moving forward. And the thing is, to me, like, I think if you're for Broncos country, the biggest thing you want to hope for is, what will Bo Nix look like as a rookie? Will he go in and start right away? Or will they try to wait a few weeks into the season to bring him in? So I think the biggest thing for Broncos country going into this year, just focus on the quarterback, focus on how Bo Nix looks, and is he someone that you can have confidence in that can take this franchise to a different direction over the next few years?
All right, now we do have some Memphis flavor there in Broncos country. Holler at me about those guys in particular. I don't know. Jaylen Allen, I believe, is still with the team. I'm not totally positive. I believe he is. But Blake Watson, I heard a lot from our guy there, Sean Payton, about what he thinks he could be. And I'll tell you this, just the fact that he was undrafted kind of blew me away. I know he got like a really good deal as an undrafted free agent, got to pick his spot, ends up with the Broncos. But that seems to be a guy that Sean Payton thinks highly of, right?
I believe it was his undrafted deal was like $250 million in guaranteed money. So I think right there for starters, you can see they have some value in them. And you hit the point there. Sean Payton really likes him. And one thing he likes about him is that he fits that mold he looks for in running back, someone who can impact the run game, but also be someone there that can help out with his pass catching abilities. And he can do that. He shows signs of that during the offseason program. And I would say this, like, I think he has a real shot.
Okay.
I think he has a real shot to making this team. Sean Payton seems to like him. The offense seems to like him as a whole. I think he's a solid player as well. And there's so much talk about the quarterback position for the Broncos that I think outside of that, I think the running back position has probably one of the biggest position battles on the team going to training camp. And with reason why I say that is because that Sean Payton values the running game so much, and he didn't get a consistent effort out of it last year. Part of it is, you know, Javonte Williams coming back from ACL injury. So, you know, he had to, you know, get that year in to get back. But they drafted Aldrick Estime from Notre Dame, and this is someone who Sean Payton believes is an early down guy. You got Jaleel McLaughlin, who is a guy going to year two that they have a lot of high expectations for him as well. And then you got Blake Watson. So you can look at a possibility where either Shabazz Piran and Javonte Williams are fighting for a roster spot on Denver, just given what they brought in at the running back position this offseason. And also, they got younger at that position. Like I said, you signed Watson, you got McLaughlin going to year two, and you drafted Estime. So, and the way it's looking like, they're going to have to make that decision. Do they want to continue with this youth movement and say, you know what, let's try to give Aldrick Estime these starting reps.
Maybe find a trade partner for Javonte Williams, something like that.
And then you look at Shabazz Piran. Hey, we really like Jaleel McLaughlin. Let him be that third down guy for us. If they think he's shown improvement there, because they did have concerns with him as a pass blocker, given his size. But man, that's he's one of the fastest guys in that backfield. A very shifty guy, and he can also, like I said, he can help out in a passing game, which Sean Payton values very much. So that's what you have to look at there. Do they want to go into that youth movement where you have Estime and McLaughlin and Watson, or do you still want to keep either Javonte Williams or Shabazz Piran? So that's going to be the more interesting battles outside of quarterback for the Broncos. But yeah, I think Blake Watson, he has really impressed the coaching staff thus far, and I'm looking forward to see what he does at training camp and preseason games.
And I know I set you up to talk with Jaylen Allen, our guy here. He played outside linebacker, was probably the most productive guy here at Memphis. He's awesome, isn't he, man? I think he's going to have to, like, it's going to be an uphill battle for him to ultimately make the roster. But I know you got to speak with him. What'd you think of him?
No, he's an awesome kid, man. It was great talking to him. And like you said, it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a grind to make that spot, especially with so many guys in that outside linebacker room. And, you know, and they are in a big rotation with, you know, Benito, Cooper, Baron Browning. They just drafted Jonah Ellis out of Utah. So it's going to be interesting how that's another position group that's interesting to see how they play out. I know Vance Joseph loves to do that rotation.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, it's also worth mentioning that, you know, Browning and Cooper are going to be unrestricted free. They're going to be free agents going to 2025 as well. So, yeah. But, yeah, Jalen, he was a great guy to talk to, man. Just picking, getting some insight on, like, you know, his process and the decision to come to Denver. But, yeah, he's a great kid. I'm rooting for him.
They actually, I think there was, like, a little bidding war for Jalen, too. Like, the Broncos had to beat out a couple of teams to go get him, ultimately. So that was nice to see him, you know, at least being wanted after the draft as an undrafted free agent. Now, I told you to get this ready for me today. I don't think it's definitely not too early. We're 2 weeks, I was mentioning it, 2 weeks and 6 days from the Hall of Fame game on August 1st. What do you think? Top five NFL teams. Can you throw those out there for me?
Top five at the present moment, I'm going Chiefs, 49ers, Lions, Ravens, Eagles.
Okay, in that order?
Yeah, I'm going in that order.
Okay, now with the Lions, that's the one I'm excited to see what they do this year. They have gone all in. I mean, they paid Amon-Ra St. Brown at the top of the market for wide receivers this offseason. They paid Penei Sewell at the top of the market as a right tackle, as an offensive tackle this offseason. Same thing with Jared Goff. They're completely all in. What do you think about their actual chances to go win a Super Bowl? Because they were not that far away last year.
Yeah, they were not that far, and to me, I think they got better as well, because, like you said, they've made a commitment to Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think Jared Goff is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. They got one of the best top running back duels in Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Like, when you look at that team, and then what they did with the secondary this offseason as well.
Yep,
drafting Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rackstraw from Mizzou. And Carlton Davis, like, man, this is a, and then you, and they got Brian Branch, the rookie standout last year. So this is a good, like, this is a really good, I'm excited for this team. Like, and then also another guy is like James, then going back to the offense, Sam LaPorta was one of the top tight ends in the league last year. And then I think Jameson Williams has a chance to have a really big year as well. Like, this is a team I'm looking forward to watch, man. They all around, I thought that this team has a chance to be special.
And then they needed to stop the run last year. They ended up signing DJ Reader. That's it, like, I was watching the ESPN and I was listening to, like, their under the radar signings. That's probably the most under the radar signing that is going to make one of the biggest differences for a team this year, because one of the biggest issues they had was their run defense. And they found probably one of the best, if not the best, run defender in the league outside of our guy Dexter Lawrence in New York. Like, DJ Reader is very, very good at what he does. And really, for the Lions, it was always about the defense catching up to the offense, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think, like you hit the point there. I think DJ Reader was a great addition for them in terms of helping them stop the run game. And like I said, and that move, in addition to the secondary, to the moves they made in the secondary, you still got Aiden Hutchinson. I think this, like, I feel like they're really starting to get those pieces together to, like, put together to make a really big to take a really big step forward after a very impressive year last year.
Yep. Now, the number one team you have is the Chiefs. Now, they lost the Jarius Sneed in free agency. It's not like they've made a whole bunch of additions. I guess Hollywood Brown is solid. Xavier Worthy out there to actually get that wide receiver room going. We're going to see what happens with Rashee Rice, but he's had a really weird offseason, to say the least. But I think you have them at number one because it's sort of the inevitability of Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce.
Yes, that's what it is, really, because it's like at the same – it's hard to bet against them, and when you do, they end up proving you wrong in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, it was like this little stretch where they were struggling. They lost the Broncos at one point. They lost to the Broncos. They lost to the Raiders. So you kind of had those questions like, oh, can they do that? And at the same time, then the Ravens were just playing lights out football. So it was like you got that question like, oh, can they do it again? And then boom, we're here in February, and Patrick Mahomes is hosting another Lombardi Trophy. So yeah, that's the one team that's hard to bet against. And to me, like, I thought they did well in the draft. You know, drafted Xavier Worthy. Then they also got the tight end, Jared Wiley. Like, you still got Travis Kelce on that roster. But, man, like, that's a solid backup tight end, Jared Wiley. That was a guy I wanted the Broncos to consider looking at if they were trying to get a tight end in the draft. So interesting to see how his career plays out. But, yeah, it's hard. It's it's always hard to bet against those guys because, and when you, like I said, when you do, they end up proving you wrong. And Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes and remains at the top of as one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Yep. Now you rounded out your top five there with the Philadelphia Eagles, and I understand their roster's great and they draft well, and Howie Roseman is a damn magician as a GM. But last year, like the way they ended that season, still concerns me. It really does.
It does. It really, because there's some point we was looking at this team like, man, they were early in the year they were doing so good, and it's like everything just fell apart. And then in the postseason against Tampa Bay, it was like a complete disaster. But I think they can bounce back. I like the addition of Saquon Barkley on defensive end. On the defensive side, I like the addition of Bryce Huff, and then drafting Quinyon Mitchell. That was another guy that was on my list of guys I wanted the Broncos to target during the draft. But yeah, I think they have a chance to turn it back around this year.
Yeah. Now, talking with Ryan McFadden, covers AFC, NFL, and the Broncos for the Denver Post. He's on X at Ryan McFadden _. Now, we have some contract disputes or, I guess, negotiations going along right now. And in the AFC, you cover pretty closely. I have to hear your thoughts on Tua Tagovailoa because this is going to be a very weird negotiation period for him. We know when he's on the field, he's very good. He has helped lift up that offense because of just, you know, solid play. He's relatively accurate. Now, those wide receivers on the outside do a lot for him as well. Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, I think the highest paid duo of wide receivers in the NFL at the current moment. But what do you think is fair? What do you think makes sense for Tua Tagovailoa going forward with ultimately, you know, you always are going to have the injury concerns considering his first couple years in the league?
Yeah, this whole contract situation is like, it's so interesting because of like everything you just said. Like, you know what he brings to the field, and you know the impact he has made for Miami when he's on the field. But at the same time, like those, his injury history is concerning a bit. And you know, the team's probably going to look at that when making this negotiation. But I think they probably get it done. I look at their paper around like maybe in the $220 million type deal for him.
Yeah, 50 some odd a year.
Yeah, that's what I look at, especially because you gotta look at, that's what his skill set warrants, and I think that's what he deserves. And to me, the biggest thing is going to come down to the guaranteed money and how much they value, how much, or is his past injury history is going to be a concern in those negotiations. But I think 220 million dollar contract is reasonable for Tua Tagovailoa.
All right, now here's the other one, and this is a team that is just, to me, fallen down the ranks so drastically because of their lack of spending, their lack of foresight, and it's a team that we carry right here on these airwaves, the Dallas Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, this is a guy who led the league in receiving yards last year. This is a guy who I think right now, when we look at peers in the league, he is up there with Justin Jefferson, the highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League right now. They have yet to get a deal done with him. Now, it still looks like he's going to show up to camp, and he's going to go through all these things, and they may ultimately figure it out. But what in the hell are the Cowboys doing? What is their thought process? I have yet to get a good answer on that. It just feels like the Joneses, who own the most expensive team, highest valuation team in the world right now. I don't know how many billions of dollars. I think it's like seven at this point. It just feels like they're being cheap, and they're not paying their guys right now. I mean, you had Jerry Jones say before this offseason, as we got into the offseason, they're all in, and I have not seen any indication that they're actually all in.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying to figure this out this whole offseason, what's the game plan here. And what's crazy about it, you would think they would try to get a CD extension then sooner than rather than later, because now that Justin Jefferson signed, Amon-Ra St. Brown, now it's like, if I'm CD, I'm like, I see these guys making $30 million annually. I want a piece of that, you know?
Right.
So you would have thought they was trying to say, all right, let's just get this deal out the way. The craziest part about it, like, they really didn't do a lot in this offseason. And then at the same time, they have extensions for Dak, CeeDee and Micah Parsons looming. So what's going to happen there? And you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay these guys at some point. And like, to me, I felt like they should have just done the CeeDee Lamb one. They should have just got that out the way. Just given the fact of what he did last year and how valuable he has been for that offense and for Dak Prescott. Like, you should have just. You don't want that. You don't. Why would you want to have a guy like that angry head into training camp on a year where it's a pretty big year? It's a pretty big year for that organization.
I guess they're in the back of their minds, though. They know that he's still, team control. Like, they could still franchise tag him, but that's going to anger the hell out of him. Like, I just don't know why you would do that. Like you were just saying, I thought the best way forward for them, to be honest, sign Micah, sign CeeDee, get those out of the way, and then. Extend Dak. You could probably find a way to backload his contract where you can free up cap space for the next couple of years. There was ways forward. They just used none of them. They did nothing.
Yes, and that's the confusing part. If this is like, if you knew this is your core, right? These three guys are your core, and this is the three guys, like, you know, we see ourselves, we believe these guys are going to take us, if we're going to win a championship, it's going to be these three guys there to help us do it. If that's what you believe in, then you should have just got it out the way. And then, you know, figure out the rest after that. And like you said, figure out a way to, like, you know, work that contract where it could offer you some cap leverage on the front end. But, yeah, to have a disgruntled wide receiver and arguably a top three wideout at that, going to the training camp, this is not good. And I don't know what the Cowboys have been doing this offseason.
Yeah, it's wild to me. Now, talking with Ryan McFadden at Ryan McFadden _, covers the AFC and the NFL for the Denver Post. Now, again, I mentioned it. 2 weeks, 6 days until the Hall of Fame game. We have Texans and Bears playing against each other. The Texans have gone all in. I really love what they've done. I don't think anybody would have dispute about that. Now, the Bears, you have Caleb Williams coming in. You have Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunsey on the outside. How confident are you that Caleb Williams is going to be probably one of the best number one overall picks that we have seen probably in the 21st century, just because of all he has around him? Like, how confident are you that he will turn that franchise around offensively?
I'm confident in Caleb Williams. And it's not because he's a DMV guy.
Right.
But you just look at it on the tape. He's just a tremendous player. And he walks into, like, a great situation for a number one pick. Like, how many number one picks that say, oh, yeah, I get to throw to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore year one.
Yeah.
And I have DeAndre Swift as my running back. That's a pretty...
and a rebuilt great offensive line, and Cole Kmet at tight end, who's a really good tight end, who was a really good target for Justin Fields, even though Justin Fields seemingly didn't have that many targets throughout his first few years. I mean, if I'm Justin Fields, and I always come back to this, I look back at it and I'm like, why? Why'd you do this to me? Why'd I have to be the one that got nothing when I came into the league? You bring this guy in and you just give him the world.
Oh, yeah. If I don't know what Justin Fields is thinking out there, but if I'm him, I'd be kind of salty. Like, right. Like, come on. Like, I was like, during the time I was here, I couldn't get this, and now he hasn't played a single snap of in the NFL, and he just gets
everything. You're spending
everything,
money.
Literally everything. Like, they just went all out. And like you said, Roma Dunsey. Like, come on. Like, that's like icing on the cake right there. So, no, I think it's gonna be a fun year for Caleb Williams this year.
Do you think that they'll sort of compete there in the NFC North? Like, do you think that they could potentially be a wild card team? Like, just sort of looking at all that they have and what their schedule is going to look like.
I think so. I really, just given what they have on offense, and, like, you know, if they can maintain their health, I think they could be a very competitive team.
For sure. Well, Ryan, I appreciate it, man. We'll do this again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. That's Ryan McFadden at Ryan McFadden _ on X. He covers the AFC, the NFL for the Denver Post, but his main beat is, of course, with the Broncos. And I'm really hoping those Memphis guys work out with the Broncos. Sounds like some good returns for at least Blake Watson on the front end. And we've been talking about it this entire offseason. Sounds like Sean Payton's in love with the guy.
I think that that Watson has a real chance to be one of the steals from this NFL draft. He landed, to be quite honest, in probably the perfect spot.
The only issue with his spot right now, and I know they're rebuilding, there's five guys in that running back room. And he has another pick. There's a pick that they made in the NFL draft this year in Audric Estime that's going to be ahead of him. But luckily for him, he does completely different things than Audric Estime.
Right.
That's a first and second down guy.
Listen,
Blake Watson can give you all three downs.
Peyton compared him to Alvin Kamara, and that's pretty much all you
well,
need to know.
He said, don't put words in Sean Payton's mouth. I'm not actually going to compare him, but Alvin Kamara, that's exactly
so
what he said.
He didn't compare him, but he compared him.
He compared him without trying to compare them. But, hey, I hope it works out for those guys. But appreciate Ryan for carving out a little bit of time. We are on a short sprint up into NFL football. Again, 2 weeks and 6 days. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Then we're going to have the Hall of Fame game between the Texans and the Bears. Now, let's go ahead and grab a break. We'll get into hour number two next. And opening up hour number two is my guy from CBS Sports, David Cobb.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Yeah, it's wild to me. Now, talking with Ryan McFadden at Ryan McFadden _ covers the AFC and the NFL for the Denver Post. Now, again, I mentioned it. 2 weeks, 6 days until the Hall of Fame game. We have Texans and Bears playing against each other. The Texans have gone all in. I really love what they've done. I don't think anybody would have dispute about that. Now, the Bears, you have Caleb Williams coming in. You have Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunsey on the outside. How confident are you that Caleb Williams is going to be probably one of the best number one overall picks that we have seen probably in the 21st century just because of all he has around him? Like, how confident are you that he will turn that franchise around offensively?
I'm confident Caleb Williams. And it's not because he's a DMV guy.
Right.
But you just look at it on the tape. He's just a tremendous player, and he walks into like a great situation for a number one pick. Like, how many number one picks to say, oh yeah, I get to throw to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore year one.
Yeah,
and I have DeAndre Swift as my running back. That's a pretty
and a rebuilt great offensive line, and Cole Kmet at tight end, who's a really good tight end, who was a really good target for Justin Fields, even though Justin Fields seemingly didn't have that many targets throughout his first few years. I mean, if I'm Justin Fields, and I always come back to this, I look back at it and I'm like, what? Why? Why'd you do this to me? Why'd I have to be the one that got nothing when I came into the league? You bring this guy in and you just give him the world.
Oh yeah, if I don't know what Justin Fields is thinking out there, but if I'm him, I'd be kind of salty. Like, right. Like come on, like I was like during the time I was here, I couldn't get this, and now he hasn't played a single snap of in the NFL, and he just gets
everything. You're spending
everything,
money,
literally everything. Like they just went all out, and like you said, Roma Duse, like come on, like that's. Let's say icing on the cake right there. So no, I think it's gonna be a fun year for Caleb Caleb Williams this year.
Do you think that they'll sort of compete there in the NFC North? Like, do you think that they could potentially be a wild card team? Like, just sort of looking at all that they have and what their schedule is going to look like.
I think so. I really, just given what they have on offense, and like you know if they can maintain their health, I think they could be a very competitive team.
For sure. Well, Ryan, I appreciate it, man. We'll do this again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. That's Ryan McFadden, at Ryan McFadden _ on X. He covers the AFC, the NFL for the Denver Post. But his main beat is, of course, with the Broncos. And I'm really hoping those Memphis guys work out with the Broncos. Sounds like some good returns for at least Blake Watson on the front end. And we've been talking about it this entire offseason. Sounds like Sean Payton's in love with the guy.
I think that Watson has a real chance to be one of the steals from this NFL draft. And he landed, to be quite honest, in probably the perfect spot.
The only issue with his spot right now, and I know they're rebuilding, there's five guys in that running back room. And he has another pick. There's a pick that they made in the NFL draft this year in Audric Estime that's going to be ahead of him. But luckily for him, he does completely different things than Audric Estime.
Right.
That's a first and second down guy.
Listen,
Blake Watson can give you all three downs.
Peyton compared him to Alvin Kamara, and that's pretty much all you
well,
need to know.
He said, don't put words in Sean Payton's mouth. Oh, I'm not actually going to compare him, but Alvin Kamara, that's exactly
so
what he said.
He didn't compare him, but he compared him.
He compared him without trying to compare them. But, hey, I hope it works out for those guys. But appreciate Ryan for carving out a little bit of time. We are on a short sprint up into NFL football. Again, 2 weeks and 6 days. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Then we're going to have the Hall of Fame game between the Texans and the Bears. Now, let's go ahead and grab a break. We'll get into hour number two next. And opening up hour number two is my guy from CBS Sports, David Cobb.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.